Christine speaking.
Hey Christine, this is Grant over at Cardiff. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you, Grant?
Doing pretty well. Feels like it's been a while.
I know, at least a couple weeks.
Things have been running so smoothly. I guess it's a good thing.
Yeah, it is. What's going down?
Oh, just a few general questions. One, I was a deal a few months back. It was kind of a funny one where, we were trying to prove longer time in business for this company. They had an approval at a higher rate, but they're short time in business. And once we did prove longer time in business, the deal got to decline because I think at FinPac, the requirements for longer time in business are actually more stringent than shorter time in business. Is that the case?
Wait, you said longer time in business is more stringent than shorter time?
Yeah, just because I'm running into a similar scenario here where one of our reps brought in this tour bus company that has similar credits, and the startup tour bus company happens to get approved, and now he's got a tour bus company with 9 years time in business with similar credit, and it's not getting approved. And I was just kind of wondering if you could shed some light on how
No,
FinPac treats time in business.
that was the same deal, or that's two different deals?
It's two different deals, and
Okay.
but it's very similar.
Okay. So I would have to look at how similar it is, because it's similar here is like two fingerprints being the same. It just doesn't really happen.
Yeah.
So what I can tell you, though, about the time in business is you're absolutely correct. The longer someone is in business, it goes to a different scorecard. That scorecard expects more from a longer time in business. If you're in business 9 years, they expect you to be established, or the card does, and have business credit. And it expects you to have more than a $500 business credit card. It's expecting more from you, so the score cutoff is higher.
Okay, yeah, that's kind of what I figured. That's what I try to relay to the rep, but he's, always trying to push for the best approval he can get. So I
Right.
figured I'd give you a call, and I
Okay.
figured it'd also be a good opportunity to just ask about the FinPac TPO manual. I think I received this a TPO manual from FinPac November 11th in 2015, and I was just wondering if there's like a updated one or if there's
Well,
anything has changed.
the only thing that's really changed that's significant is the app only for startup 0 to 2 is actually 45,000.
Okay. Yeah, I remember
I
that.
think it says 30. That's the only big change that's happened. Everything else is relatively the same. However, we are doing some wordsmithing and trying to make it a little bit easier to read, make a little bit more sense. Each of us business development reps have gone through different sections and kind of tried to make it more sense to the reader and easier to navigate through. So we're working on that, but nothing that you could be or should be concerned about changing.
Okay, yeah. I'm looking at it now, and I sent it over to that rep just so they could have a better idea. And
Yeah.
yeah, just trying to stay up to date on what's going on.
Yeah, the other thing with that icon is some people know Control F and you can find things in documents. Some people don't know that. I use Control F because I don't know that thing from front to back. I've been here 18 years and I know our policies for the most part, but there are so many different things that I often Control F and look for stuff just to make sure that I've got my head wrapped around what the policy is.
Yeah, and I'm the same type of person as you, but this rep that I'm dealing with is the opposite. That he wants to read the entire manual, like front to back. I'm like, that's how he likes to operate.
Gonna
So
remember it? I wish I had a memory like
I
that.
wish I did too. It's pretty funny, but yeah, I'm all about that Control F.
Right. I sometimes I even read emails and I like will skim it, and I think I understand. And 99% of the time, I know and I answer it correctly. And then I can say, "Oh shit, I missed a word."
Yeah,
So that's what you
exactly.
really meant. Sorry.
Yeah, my mistake. That's only 1% of the
Sorry
time,
for
I
all that
promise.
reading. Yeah.
Yeah, like I got other things to be doing.
Yeah.
This rep's like, you should sit down and read every single lender's manual front to back. I'm like, dog, like I can't do that,
Torture.
Yeah,
Torture.
I'd like to, but I got all these other deals to get out right now, so.
I learn by doing, so
Yeah. Oh my gosh,
mostly by mistakes.
You just said my school motto. That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome. I'm glad we're on the same page.
Yeah.
All right. Well, if it's Ruben, let him know.
it's not this time. It's actually one of our other ones. Okay. But good guess. Good guess. You'd be 90% right, you know, in that most of the time.
All right. Let me know if you have any more questions about that, you know, time in business and the scorecard thing. But that is the gist of it. The longer you're in business, the more they expect from you credit-wise. So.
All right. And that makes sense. Absolutely. All right, Christine. Well, thank you so much. And I hope to talk to you soon. But I also hope that work continues to flow as it has been. It's been great.
And you don't have to.
All right. Well, no, exactly.
Thank
you as well. Bye.